Let us just go over the Gemara and Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, and then we'll learn Taisus and Yud Hashem. We had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel if you need Kiddush for Mokim Suda. According to Rav, you don't need Kiddush for Mokim Suda, and according to Shmuel, you need Kiddush for Mokim Suda. So the Gemara asks on Daf Kuf Aleph, with Shmuel, Lomalu Lektusha Bebek Nishte, why do you have to make Kiddush in Shul if you're not Yoytze? So the Gemara answers, Lachuki Oichen Videchei Vosam Da'ochlo V'shosu V'gonu B'beit Nishtu. The reason you're making Kiddush is in order to be mighty the earth. Let us see Taisus. Da'ochlo V'shosu V'gonu B'beit Nishtu. In Taima, Vamrinen beperik b'nei ha'ir, botik nisiyis ein eichlen ben, ben shaysen ben, you're not allowed to eat and drink in a shul. Ah, on gav d'achil eshti yishol mitzvah mutter, even though on achil eshti yishol mitzvah mutter, kedam rinen b'yirishalmi, shay eichlen shom b'kiddush ha'chodesh, he used to eat in shul b'kiddush ha'chodesh. וגם עכשיו נהגים לשטויס קויס הבדולה ובריס מילה ויוסו בסודי שויסם מכל בוקרים שאין לו של מצווה ברנכי לא שתהיה שאין לו של מצווה ושינה עושה. So this is awesome. That could be אוכלו ושוסו בבית נשת. Is the oil zaruah says a teretz, the hoche mairi, besude shabbat, shehu sude smutzve, lo hoche imuta lo eichlo bebeis ha-knesset. What's Taisus kash? I mean, he says a teretz on Taisus kash. Taisus says, heich ochlu vishosu, lo chay lein eichlo vishaisne, but a sude smutzve smutzve. So, achille shabbat is also a sude smutzve. We have to understand why wasn't place with Nochis to this Teretz. This is a portion to Teretz. There was a Ruh Hilchot Terev Shabbos, the Abba Medbei says this Teretz. So the Emes of Teretz, I think, and this Kasha is, that Taisvus learned Pshat, Pshat in the Gemara is, that Shmuel made Kiddush for the Oichim, the Ochlu, the Shosu, the Gonu, the Beknishtu. The pastor's Loshna Gemara means that they didn't only eat there Friday night. They were there, the Oichim, the Ochlu, the Shosu, the Gonu, the Beknishtu. For some of them, he made Kiddush Friday night. That's the Poshet of Shah. Because the Loshna of the Zeruah seems, he says, the Hoche Mairi Besude Shabbos. Here it's speaking about Sude Shabbos. So he means to say the Hochle Veshos means they ate Shabbos. Taisus understood that they ate period. So Taisus didn't understand how could they eat in Shul and Oichman Veshoisen. That's the Poshet of Teres and it's called Lamed. Now I thought perhaps we could say a different verb, I don't know, how kind of lemis it is, perhaps we could say that Taisus held there's a different taka between Sude Shabbos and the other things we hear, Achille Ushtiye Shal Mitzvah Mutter. It could be Taisus learned as follows. Lamaisa there's a klal in Oichlin ben Vein Shaisa ben. Chazal made a zayde an issa, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink in a shul, period. An achile in shtiye shal mitzvah could be, not the gather is, because you mekayim a mitzvah when you're eating. So that they didn't want to answer. Could be achile in shtiye shal mitzvah means, if achile in shtiye is a nitpal to a maisa mitzvah, so then it's not called oichlen v'shaisen. That means you're really doing the mitzvah. No, with the mitzvah, a chelik of the mitzvah is you have to eat, so memele, so that's called, it's called not called oichlen v'shaisen. Eichlum v'shoysim v'chazal asad means that it's pure achila shtiyah. But if this is like a nitpal to the Maisa Mitzvah, I'm doing the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah involves eating also. So okay, so that's called, that Chazal didn't ask her. Chazal asked her pure Achila Shtiyah. If it's only Achila Shtiyah. That's the Achila Shtiyah Shel Mitzvah. Achila Shtiyah of a Mitzvah. That is Mutter. But Achila Shtiyah that is a Mitzvah, it could be that that place was holds the Yatzel. And a Shtikel Smach, I saw the Marsham brings down and Siman Kufman Aleph, he brings a Yerushalmi that the Mevi'ei Bikurim were permitted to sleep in the shuls. So it could be that's also Pshat. Pshat is they're bringing Bikurim. So the Havos Bikurim, so you can't go on a marathon. So Mamela, so you have to sleep also. So it's called, I'm doing the mitzvah of Avos Bikurim. And the Shina is that it's a hechsher to the Avos Bikurim. So could be that the Achilo Shtiyah Shel Mitzvah Mutter. About Kaponim, however, Taisus learned, Taisus has a problem, not allowed to eat. Natulu bishel bovel, the taishvis, natulu a basic nasisha bovel, is also was a neichon behem. How do you know that there's no kul in a basic nasisha bushel bovel? The comma hosom, the gemara relates, ravine, veravada, barave, shloiho, you loitin likonis, the basic nasis, migneb shomin. They did not want to enter a shul to rescue themselves from the rain. No, because the cat they wanted to learn, so they're entering the, and they can't learn if it's the rain is pouring on them. To use the shul as a shelter, you can't use it, that's not a shul. They weren't bubble, so Vaistachaisam bubble is also no cooler. So therefore we can't say that here we're speaking about bubble, Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore the Eichim were permitted to eat and drink. For how they come out of some either is such a gemara, but the Gnesia shall bove a lot nigh assuming that there's coolers. I know la acher sheyecharevu sheynoigim behem kedushim. The Tanai held that after the Nechav, you don't have to be noigim that mokim kedushim. That's how the Tanai held. But, bishatoi, it has a kedushim. So how were they allowed to eat and sleep? The Eshloima, the Lavdav, Kibbe Beit Nishta. So Taisha says, the Gemara's Lavdav. So they didn't eat and sleep in the shul. Alachadonim, Shehoyu Smuchim, Lebeis HaKnesses, Koli Beit Nishta. So the rooms that were next to the Beis HaKnesses, he also calls Beit Nishta. Umisham, Hoyu Shoimim HaKiddish. And from there they heard the Kiddish. So the Shat said the Kiddush in Shul, and we have Kiddush b'mokim suda. They say it's to make an akimto there. I mean, the Kiddush was made in Shul, so everyone in Shul was not yaitzer that shalai b'mokim suda. The Oichem went out of the Shul; they were in Yenetzima. So in the Yenetzima, they're going to eat. So by them, it's called Kiddush b'mokim suda. It's Kiddush b'mokim suda. It's a very interesting ha'ore that the Biralocha asks in Simon Reisha and Gimel, Zivo. The halocha is that in order to be moitzi by Kiddush, by Havdolah, you need a kvias. You need to be kavur. That's why others sit down by Kiddush. You need a kvias of yeshiva. A will of those that stand. But also it's more that you shouldn't walk around. I mean, in order to be mighty with Kiddush, you need some sort of a kviyas. So the Bir Halacha asks, how could the Oichen be kavua with the Mekadosh in a different room? How is that called a kviyas? He's matrik, since they haven't been to be yaitz, it's also called a kviyas. But Al Kaponim, it's a... That, Agav Ruche, this is many times Negeya, that sometimes one has a small sukkah, or the sukkah is cold, and the women have no intentions of eating in the sukkah. So L'chaire, you have to know where they're going to be by the Kiddush. If they have no intentions of eating in the sukkah, they're going to be inside the house, Al Kaponim, they have to, L'chaire, they have to be where they're going to eat. They can hear the Kiddush from the sukkah. The men are making them with the Kiddush. They can't hear the Kiddush from the sukkah, the one who says, but they have Al Kaponim eat something in the sukkah, or they make Kiddush themselves. Yeah. Ulefima shepirashti, the mimokim, the mokim, the chad bayis, kshedaite lechel, the mokim acha yeshki, with oshel shak. Tosis is said before on that kufam in bayis. That mimokim, the mokim, the chad bayis, machshove helps if he intends to eat it, it's good. Mainly we don't have to make this a kimpis, we could say that the oichem were also in shul. They heard Kiddush in shul, but since it's Mimokim Lamokim, they're gonna go out and eat in the room adjacent to the shul. So by Mimokim Lamokim, help the Machshove. I don't have to say that they're sitting in the other room and they're listening to the shots who's making Kiddush in the shul. Let us see the Gemara Vayta. But Ozdo Shmuel the Tameh, the Omar Shmuel and Kiddush Ella the Mokim Su. Shmuel had said this year, Zod and Kiddush al Ramokim Sukkah. Sava mino, ani mili, mi bayis la bayis. So, one would think that this pshat of Shmuel, and this memra of Shmuel and Kiddush al Ramokim Sukkah, that means that he cannot make Kiddush in one house and eat in the second house. Avu mi mokim le mokim bechad beiser loy aloy. But if it is in the same bayis, then there's no problem. That's called kiddush b'mokim sud. It's the same bayis. Amulu avon and bal tachlif. It's not true. Zim nitzagi and abekim lekami nishmul. Noch is mi grala are bohodo mekadish. That even though the Kiddush was prepared for him upstairs, he would first go downstairs to be Mekadesh, since the Suda was downstairs. So you see, after Lemimokim, felt Oichet Bemokim Suda, even though it is the same body. Let us see Teish. Avo Mimokim, Lemokim, Bechad Beise, Perish, Micheda, Lemayis, and Mibayis, Lalie, Kemoi, Meigre, La'aret. So that, the Havamina was that's called the Mokim Suda. Kamash Malone, that's not called the Mokim Suda. It's a Tosis. Avo, mi pina le pina. But what is in the same room, from one corner to the other corner, let us make it a big room, take it, is Yeshkidish. Then that's called Kiddush B'mokim Suda. That means even though you have a tremendous hall and he's making Kiddush on the east side, he's going to eat on the west side. Could be that that's called B'mokim Suda. It's the same room. Ulekamon gabi shini mokim, kiheche goichoshim shini mokim b'somo. The Gemara says later that Lipina Lipina is not called Shini Mokim Lagabi to have to make a new Loche Nishayne. So just like Lipina Lipina is called the same Mokim, so it's called Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. Ulekamon Gabi Shini Mokim Dekoma. There the Gemara says, Loishon, when is it called a Shini Mokim? Elo Mibayis Lebayis. Name it Koimeis, Bechad Bayis, Kori Lemi Bayis, Le Bayis. Let me use the eyes, it seems. So Taisma says, if we will be Medamet, Taisma in the first Malach wants to be Medamet, Kiddush b'makim through the Tashini makim. So the Gemara says as follows: Lo yishonu elo mibayis lebayis, avo mimakim lemakim loy. So what is called mibayis lebayis? So if we say mibayis lebayis means kibshutei to batim, and makim lemakim is not called shini makim. So there we see it's different than Kiddush. So mechedel mibayis laliyeh is that's called mimakim lemakim. Makim mibayis lebayis is called a shini makim. So Taisva says, if we will be medame shini makim to Kiddush, so we have to say shadows like this. Without lekama gavi shini makim de kama leishono elam mibayis lebayis, shnei mekaymeis vechad bayis, kodil e mibayis lebayis, shnei mekaymeis had called mibayis lebayis. And avol mimakim lemakim means mipina lepina. Miyu yesh sforim de gazines ocher mi pina lepina. But there are sforim that are goyres here mi pina lepina. So it comes out a moizadike chumle. That the Gemara said, I would think that mi bayis lebayis, it's not called bemokim suda. Avo mi pina lepina, it is called bemokim suda. Ke ashmelon, that avo mi pina lepina, it's not called bemokim suda. But then it's Shmuel the Gemara brings a raya from Shmuel, and Shmuel said that Shmuel this was in the Igrenim, and he went down to the bayis to make Kiddush. He wasn't saying that I'm to make Kiddush in the Igrenim. So l'chayre, the Gemara doesn't flow. The Gemara says, I would think that mi bayis labayis, avo mi pina lepina. Called Mokim Suda, Kamash Malom, a Raya from Shmuel. What's the Raya from Shmuel? Shmuel is speaking about Mibayas Ligur. We're speaking about Mipina Lapina. The Ram says Pshat in this Gilsa. Kivin. The Mibayas Labayas. Since mibayis labayis lemahani, alme ein akvias toli bibayis, it's not enough we're in one house. Elo bimokim sude, that means it's not enough. Naisis fakert, it's one house. In mekoimis tak, it's one house. Upstairs, downstairs, it's one house. So bayis ois by kiddush, it's not sufficient that it's in one house. Elo b'mokim sude. There's a besondere din the kiddush is means where you are eating. You can't say a geographical place. I'm making kiddush in the house. The house is the second floor, the first floor. It's the din of kiddush has to be where you are eating. So if the criteria is where you are eating, so mipina lepina is also no good. That means that we see that physical boundaries are not sufficient. Just like one house isn't good, just like one house isn't good because me igre la'ara is no good. So for cancer, you need mokim suda. If you need mokim suda, so you have a big hole and I'm eating on the east side, and I want to make kiddush on the left side. It's no good. I'm not making it be mokim suda. That's how the Ram says pshat. In the Lamdas, the difference between Kiddush and Shini Mokim, so the Maram Chalava says, also the same type of Lamdas. By Kiddush, Be'inin, Mokim Sude Mamish. The Mokim, that it is a Bezundradin of Mokim Sude, where you are eating. Well, Mokim Pitagos. So here we look where you are eating. Some Kozman he can see, Mipina Lapina Kozman he sees the Mokim Achila. So that's called Mokim Suda. But where he can see the Mokim Achila, so that's not called Mokim Suda. Here the Kahi is Mokim Suda. Lakaha Velo Mipina Lapina, Avalinian Shini Mokim, Bakiri Gemure Tal Yemil. So you have to be Oiker. That means since you are still in the same room, So that's not called you were oiker, that there was an akiri gemurah. That's what the Maram Halava says. Let us see the gemurah for it. Rabbi also holds in Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Suv. Where do we see this? Omer Abaye, Ki Avine Beimar, when we were by Rabbi, Ki Have Mekadesh, when he was making Kiddush, Omer Alon, he told us, Te'imu Midi, Shri'itam, Vilme Adda or Lisa L'Shpizit, because if you won't eat, maybe by the time you get home, is actually lechu shrage, v'loy mekadosh lechu bebeis achila. You will not be able to make kiddush bebeis achila. Bekidushin dahoch eloy nafkisa. You won't be yaitzel with my kiddush, then kiddush hella b'mokim suva. Now, this lotion of Rabbe, let us see Rashi, then we'll see Taisa. Rashi says, "Dume misakri lechush rage." Maybe the nail sets a chayz lesson. The light teichlo, and you will be unable to eat. The memele eat here, because you'll be unable to eat. Vafilu atem hilchin. Lishin b'loy achila. You're going to go to sleep without eating. Aber b'kiddush d'ochel en afkisi yedei kiddush. Then kiddush el b'bokim suda. So there's the Lua says, Pshat Rashi, Loi mi boi tir tu lechel, shloi tuch lu lechel. You'll be unable to eat. Vila atam hilchim lishin b'loy achila, b'kiddush d'ochel loy nafkisi. You won't be eating. So now, let us try to understand what Rashi is saying. And then we'll see Taisus. He says, there's a Luchas Pshat Rashi. Loi mi boyim til tzalechol, if you want to eat, shalei tukhalechol, you won't be able to eat. So it could be Pshat is, as we had mentioned yesterday, that Taisus says in Shabbos, that you have to eat b'mokim ne'er, Al-Fainik Shabbat. Ne'er Shabbat Ho'iva, that there has to be a Ne'er B'mokim Machila. So he told them like this. So loy mi boy, until Tzalechol, if you'll want to eat, maybe your light will burn out. You will be unable to eat. What does that mean, you'll be unable to eat? Because you won't be Mekayim Fainik Shabbat by eating. That's it. Afilu im atam hoilchem lishan b'loy achila. Afilu you won't eat. So you'll eat three sudas tomorrow. First of all, there's an Indian to eat at night. You won't be able to eat, but maybe you'll never nap. So eat here. Then afilu, you're not scared about that, so you won't eat, you'll go to sleep. Tomorrow you'll eat three sudas. And you have to know you won't be yaitzeh with the kiddush. With kiddush you won't yaitzeh, because it's not a kiddush to mokim suv. So, the way we're saying Pshat and Rashi, so Ben Emerson Rabbe told them, there's two problems over here. If you're going to be, maybe you won't be Mekayim Achila, you won't be Mekayim Achila Shabbos tonight. The way it's from Rashi. You won't eat. You won't be Mekayim Mitzvah Achila. Afilu you won't, and Afilu, Badatim it as I feel, you're not so hungry, it's waste. So he was worried about the Achila, won't be Mekayim Achila Shabbos, and he was worried and told you won't be Mekayim Mitzvahs Kiddush either. With this, Tachmi can understand Taisus. Te'imu Midi. So he told them, Te'imu Midi. So eat by me, Nire, what to Taish Te'imu Midi, behind the Te'im Aslach. So the Marine, he meant they should watch. כנמרין בפר ג' דשווי, כדאמרי אינשם ניטל מידי, when a person says, let's be doing something, they make all sudah. The ניטל מידי means to wash it. ואם מויל מיני תרגימה להשלם גימל סודה שבת, if מיני תרגימה helps to be משלם with three סודות of שבת, כמוי בסוכה, just like by סוכה, there's a din of the yid by סודות, היינו דאחי בסודה שלישית, בסודה שלישית, could be that מיני תרגימה helps. אבל לא יגי סודה ארביס ושחת, שם איקר קובד שבת, איכה בוא נאו. נא, the Beis Yosef in Simen Reisha in Gimel wants to say as follows. The Shittas HaGoinim is that one can be Yosef Kiddush B'mokim Suda with a Shtiya Stabil. Yosef has a whole people over here. Yosef with the Inumidi in Blechem. Look, the Beis Yosef, this Yosef is no Shaykhis at all with the Goinim. It could very well be Taisvus holds like the Goinim. That you yaitse kiddush b'mokim sude with Rabbi Yishayim. But Taisvus has a pupil about Suda Shabbos. What are you yaitse Suda Shabbos with? That's what Taisvus is speaking about. So the Beis Yosef says, the Emerson, if you look into Taisvus Ella, the second half of Taisvus is Ichasi speaking about Suda Shabbos. Taisus says, in Moyo Minit HaGimel HaAshlam Gimel Suda Shabbat, from the Sukhe, after Suda Shlish, not Suda Salvit. So Taisus is a pulp about Suda Shabbat. So how does Suda Shabbat come in? So it's Dachme very, very Choshuv. Because Taisus learned like Rashi. He told them, maybe you won't eat. He was worried, Rabba was worried about two things. If your light burns out, you won't eat a Suda. Because it's not an Eilig Shabbos, so you won't eat. So how did he want to rectify this? So he wanted to rectify this, so eat here already. So Taisvah says, so how much do you have to eat in order to make Suda Shabbos? So Taisvah says, you need pas, mini tagima, that's not given by Suda Shlish, it's not by the other two. So for counsel, Taisvah, then he told them something else, that it won't be Yitzhak in the Shida. But he was worried about Suda Shabbos also. He wasn't only worried about the Kiddush. He was worried about the Suda Shabbos also. So therefore, they say it's a pupil. With what you yait in Suda Shabbos? Look, the Beit Yosef could be places hold like the Goyim that you could be yait Kiddush b'mokim Suda with the Rabbis, but he was dying about Suda Shabbos.
Rashi said, he told them, won't eat. You'll go to sleep, so you won't eat. You're not yet to the kiddush. So Taisus had a kasha, what do you mean, you won't eat? I mean, this alone is not a problem, you have to eat. Umash lehoya makbid al sudah Shabbos, that was his second. Shloi lechil beloiner. The parish becomes that they won't eat it without a nair. Ha'ina mishum sheyukul olasim for mother shalay sudis. As he said, if you want b'tiyavet to be yaitse, if you want to have a life, you'll be yaitse with shalay sudis tomorrow. No. So memelis al sude. I'm just telling you, you're not yaitse kiddush. Kiddush alayel. You want yaitse. Ha'ishema yuchlu lechel b'mokim sheyesham nair ve'en yayin. Or maybe Taisvus, maybe he wasn't so, the first problem about, first he told them about eating. He says, Nafulu, you don't have a problem about eating. That means you can find a place to eat. Sheyesham ne'er ve'en yayin. About Kaponin, you say, well, what's with Kiddush? Won't we eat the Kiddush? Let us see the Gemara further. Amy, we're Omar Abaye, kol mili de mar haba oved kira. Rabbe, all his anhogis were like that. With bar bahani klas, the oved kishmu. There were three things he did like shmu. Atirin mi beged le beged, his matter titus from one beged another beged, and a dike mi nail le nail. Madly from one near Hanukkah to the other near Hanukkah, a lot of them Shimon Begrey, at the time of Shimon Neymar Gay, and all the Mita Kisi who passed on the Shabbat, the Bansh was his card and last his Chari. So the Mela, so that was the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha was, so Rabbi did everything like that. You know, so Rabbi holds Kiddush Mokim, you don't need Kiddush Mokim Suda. So my answer is, Kechumrit the Rabbi Rabbi. Chumas of Rabbi used to do besides these three cases. The Kula the Rabbi lay Rabbi over, but the Kula of Rabbi didn't do so. Maybe that's why he held in his Kiddush Bebote Ksudim, because he didn't feel so like the Kula of Rabbi. Zog Tesis, Matirin mi beged le beged. Ma'af al gav de shmur isle beferik at chelo kli kufse hayom betit. The Tesis, now, this is a very moving the Kiddush that Shmuel is saying. Shmuel holds, we kubs the chayom and betitzis, a keili, a beggar that you don't wear is also chayom betitzis. So then it's a little modne, so what shat matiran mi beggar le beggar? That means this beggar is chayom betitzis. And bekum va say, and taking the tzitzis off this beggar and putting it on a different beggar. How are you allowed to do such a thing? Merlik modne. I'm with a chiy of mitzvahs asay, and I'm oikir it. I am about to do such a thing. What belongs it? The place is moide in ein tzitzis lechol bedodo. What is the din if he doesn't have tzitzis for all of the godin? Is sheyacher tzitzis mi beged shemat niyoy litain pe beged shereite lilboish utehei a mitzvah olah. The Taisa says as follows, that it's speaking about he doesn't have enough tzitzis for all of the godim, and he wants to put on the tzitzis and a beged he intends to wear. That is permissible. Now, Rastach Mir, but we have to understand a little Taisa. Rastach Mir, according to Shmuel holds tzitzis is chayvas money. There's not two mitzvahs. There's no mitzvah. I'm good in the tzitzis. And then there's a mitzvah to wear a beged sheyesh tzitzis. I don't think there's a mitzvah. I think that's the machlokes. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the begodim aroyim lilboish nitzitzis, or do you have to wear tzitzis b'shach levisha? That's the machlokes. According to Shmuel, that's between you and me. There's no difference. If he's wearing the beged, if he's not wearing the beged. I mean, there's no double mitzvah. But Bach Mitzvah is saying a chiddush about this alone. If she'ena chanani al kiyum a mitzvah, taki there's no difference which beged has the tzitzis. But he wants to put on a beged she'reitz a lulba she'tehei a mitzvah olo. That means this is a hiderazah, that he should have the tzitzis on him. So this alone is enough of a sufficient reason to be matter to take off the tzitzis from the other beggar and put it on this beggar. But the heya mitzvah olam. Vahaloche ke Rav Shimon begrei. Kosher. So now he also passed him like Shmuel. The place was taped like Moshim Barab Yehudnus or the Kerab Shimon. Why do you say this he passed him like Shmuel? This he passed him like Rab Yehudnus. The Torah became a duchti for Omar Rab Yehudnus. Allah is his famishness. Rab Yehudnus passed him like his famishness. Now not the Oifek on the Pastor. And not is permitted to wash his hair. And we're not afraid that he might tear out some hairs. So that means though, that because a dobish any miskaven is muta, almas read along the dobish any miskaven muta, we have a foundation. So why do you have to say that Rabbi Taskin like Shmuel,
Ситрасну Рабьехану, Рабьехану, Рабьехану.
Вышлой Мешем Рабьехану Лесоболо Кивоса и Бигрейле, Фише Кодой Ласа и Скалит, Бигдоми Лепсикрос. Если все шму, то Бигрейхан и Шлен Рабьехану. Рабьехан и Низат, на Кодой Бабекуло Кодой. Perhaps a 50-50 chance, so that's a double shiny mistake. What she means is a 80% chance will be a chayit. So the mail it could be this year's Allah that Allah is covering already. If Roy tells me that it's going to occur, 9 out of 10 times it will occur, so that this is another situation. Kamash Malon Shashmuz Machadish, but since it is not a 100% Heshbin, that it will occur, but also is Allah of Adovashayn in his cabin, and it is Mutter, according to Rav Shimon. Now let us see the Gemara right. So till now we had the member of Rav and the member of Shmuel. Rav holds you don't need Kiddush to mock in Shibbet, and Kiddush is Kiddush, but Al Kaponim, Rav holds you they yayin loyos. But the kiddush, the bereb yagofen, that was made in shul, will not pass out the yayin he wants to drink and have. Shmuel says, after the kiddush lo yotzu, you're not going to make the kiddush, because we shall lay the mokim su. The Rabbi Yochanan on that, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, after the yayin namiyot, that is, they made a bird of the agotan in shul, and they drank some wine there in shul. So memele, it is sufficient that they won't, when they come home, they don't have to make a new bird of the agotan. The bird of the agotan will part of the yayin shebeseh based on, even though there's a shinui mok. The ozdo rabbi yechan in the time, the omar rabchanin barabai, omar rabdos, omar rabbi yechan, Echot shinu yayin, the echot shinu imokim, sai shinu yayin, sai shinu imokim, ein tzorich lebot. So here we have a member of Rabbi Yochanan, shinu imokim does not have to make a bot. Let us see the Rashbam. Hodi garsinu, the Rabbi Yochanan omar, af yidai yayin nam liyotzu. Shein tzorech, lazer, lavorech, ala yayin shebetei chasud. You not have to make a new broch on the yayin shebetei chasud in his heart. Sharei lo siach datoi b'yitziyosa mi-beit ha-knesu. Bepoyel, he wasn't the siach dat from drinking. Shadayim datoi lechel v'lishtoi s'v'beisoi. He still intends to eat and drink in his house. So me-mele, so that was, he was the poil, oiker, mokain, hashtia, rishayne. That doesn't make it like it was nifsak, the shtia, nifsak. Since he still has intentions to drink at home, so it's considered like one big shtia. The akiris mokain does not make like a gemar of that shtiyah, and this mumokim is like a skull of a new shtiyah. So it's one big shtiyah. As long as he intends to still continue drinking. Just like in his house, Kufa, if he decided to stop drinking, then he'll start again. That's called nimlach, then he'll have to make a mudrochet. If he decides to continue drinking, that's one long shtiyah. And the Gemara brings a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to Allah, Echot shinu yayin. What is the translation of shinu yayin? Sheiviyu lo yayin mechobis acher. They brought him a different wine from a different barrel. It's a different barrel. V'yesh lo itam mishunim. This has a different type. Oy gorua, oy mishubet. Either a better wine or a worse wine. Ein tzorech levorech shemiz al hayayin. He's not mechuyev to make a new broche al hayayin, even though the mice is a different quality of wine, other lefoyis or мути.
Perhaps to understand the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan and that my son, the Bichat Avrami, which is, what's the Chiddush? If you look at a different barrel of wine, what is it? It's a taste different. I mean, what? It could be that, Pastor Mil, Allah has brought down the person made a shahakel on a mashke, and they bring an oichel, he has to make a shahakel again. Bloches tomis, and a mashke does not happen on oichel. It's the same bloche. That's nothing, but it's a different soup. This is a mashke, and this is an oichel. A bloches tomis on a mashke does not happen on oichel. That's the middle of the Avram says a similar halacha. That what the din is a person made a block on a peach and then they bring him from the Shiva Samin and Yosef to make a new block. That's what the Ferish Kabbalah. This is Shiva Samin, this is a different soup. Even though halachically they have the same block, that's true, but to say that one gets kipatos with the block on the other one, since it's a different soup, this is a Oifel, this is a mashke, this is Meshivis Amin, this is not Meshivis Amin. So it doesn't get kepatas automatically. It's come with the Mevinim on Yayin, there's different sugim of Yayin. It's Ratav, it's Yayin, Meshubach, it's a different sug. So one would think that the blocha on one chavis does not happen to the other chavis. So, that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, it's nishta zoi. But shini yayin in its oil of oil. So now, the Rashbam puts in a maimer amuzdil. Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about the birchas poire priyagot. A poire priyagot, you don't have to make it. Avol ha-toiva ha-meite, is mevorech in the shubach min arishin. If the second wine is better than the first wine, Kedemrinim Baaloye, Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, the same Rabbi Yochanan, Hafe Bisham Roshin Yayim Ein Tzorek Lavore, Boy Mar HaToy Vameit. You make a toy vameit. You don't make a new prayer for Yagof, you make a toy vameit. Veshinu Yayim Hainu Mechoves Acher. What is called Shinu Yayim? Wine that comes from a different barrel. Kedemrinim Bebrochus Yerushalmi Pekeitza. Al kol chovis, the chovis shahoya paisel. Each barrel he opened up, hoyim avorich alai, he made a new block. The ma hoyim avorich. The rabbito b'shem rabbi, hoyim avorich atoi vahamek. Now we have to know, the Rashbam is l'davenenu very unclear. First he told us Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was Machadish that one is drinking two different types of wine. Two different types of kofim, different chodis. You don't have to make a bezunta lebroch. Now the Rashbam said, if Toiva makes it, you make it, it's better. It's not better, you don't have to make a bezunta lebroch. Now the types of shina yayin, but Rabbi Yochanan said, this is a different chodis. He brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that he made a broch on each chavit, he made a broch at Toiv HaMeitiv. So the Yerushalmi would think that on each chavit should make a Toiv HaMeitiv. So l'chayre, the Yerushalmi that he brought is l'chayre, is not matching with what he said till now. Let us see, folks. Rav Yochin in Omar af yedayayin yotze. Umayri sheshosu bebeis haknes. According to Rav Yochin, that's what we say, you don't have to make a broche on the yayin sheshosu bebeis on the fact if they drank wine in the shoes. They drank wine in the shoes so they can continue drinking wine at home. La afuki. If the shots will be waiting there, but the boy repriya gofen, and they'll say, they won't talk, and then they will come half an hour, and then they'll come and they'll take a glass of wine. That's Zicha won't help. A fellow he held Shini Bokim is not called a Shini Vaktavke. If there was already, the bracha was Chal on Yain here, so the to continue drinking in a different Bokim is not Machayv a new bracha. But if he didn't drink here at all, he wants to drink in the new Bokim, then it's Zicha won't help. Umayri Sheshosu Beis HaKnesses. Ah, well, God will eat Kiddush also be shmeek to be rashly leil, even though God be Kiddush don't have to drink. When you nyay in loy pot, oh, you can't show to, have a hefsi. The dicha won't pot of the yay in it, will just, it'll say, om and am the bloch and go home. That's a hefsi. Kid the om of a pancake in the book, and God be a mreitzi. Shem hipsik shetot lach to the bloch, he was mapsing, bein a bloch alach hile, so the bloch isn't kal. So the mailer so Taisa says this dicha, the hilach is dicha, I have to bein a bloch el achila. The mailer that will hear him is also moved. Shino yayin, ein a tzorek lovach. Mi a toiva a meitem tzorek lovach, and bring him a roya. O peirish rashbam, batke a heike de mishubach min arish, so kein balot is doilet, en mashme bi yirushalmi, the seif keitem mevot. The koma. Abe Barahuna Oma Yayin Kodosh Vyoshon Kied Yayin Kodosh, which is inferior to Yayin Yoshon. And then later Yed Yoshon Tzorech Lavore. Shini Yayin and Tzorech Lavore. Shini Mokim Tzorech Lavore. Esach Adas Umay Shini Mokim. About the problems, so we have a lot of halachas here from Rabbeinu. The Yerushalmi says, Yayin Chodosh V'yoshan Torech Leboreh, means a Peva Mitzvah. Shinu Yayin Ein Torech Leboreh, Shini Mokim Torech Leboreh, has a Rabba, ask about Shini Mokim. Mashne, Sheroi Teloimer, the Yayin Chodosh V'yoshan Torech Leboreh, a Peva Mitzvah, Isha Yoshan Torech Leboreh, Arushina Yain Stam. Ain't sorry for the boy. You don't have to make a teva maker. Even she'ain yodua she'ain in the sugar. Me you uv the bosa hochi, but the lady the Yashami Bitana Maise, Pligiela, the comma, Rebbe, thou call Chavis, the Chavis Mevoi, Ma hoya Mevoi, Voma Rabbitot Bishem Rabbi Boruch HaToiva HaMeitet. And each Chodesh made a Teva Meitet. Mashmen B'cholinyin. Afilu Mitova Levishe. So this Yerushalmi, this is the second stick on the Yerushalmi. So Teisvus wants to say that the Yerushalmi, the Machloik is in the Yerushalmi. The first Lashon Yerushalmi holds that Yechol Mechodesh L'Yoshan you make a Teva Meitet. The second, and this Lashon holds Afilu Mitova Levishe. Miu yesh litchoi shoyim mevorech lakishlo yhoyo matiro. Could be he made a broche because he did not know if it was better or not. Avon yudua sheshemi zorua loy. Taisvis in broche said a little lakontes on the day, like Taisus brings down this maisa called Chobis for Chobis. Well, the Perish Rashbam, what did the Rashbam do with this Yerushalmi? Here it says, you make a little snap, me bishal of Torah. Yamidenu b'misupik ima achrein Torah. He doesn't know if the second one is better. U'misupik oyo mevorech al kol echo ve'echo, shemo mishubachu. Maybe it's better. So Taisvis is telling us a Yisod, according to the Rashbam, that you make a brocha ha-toiva ha-meitiv only on better wine. If there's a sofik, if it's better wine, you also make a toiva ha-meitiv. It's kan shoyel ha-ben, sofik brochas lahokal. How can you make a brocha? That's the Tehra Bichas Mishnah. I thought perhaps we could take shot in place with a Bach מרחיים סייב סימן חופטס. כבר כשזה ספלוס, בירכי שחיונו, שבו על שמחת ליבוי של האודם, בירכי שחיונו, that a person makes על שמחת ליבוי, יוכל לבויך אף על פי שאיני ודאי בחייב לבויך. דיינוי אויבר עלוי סיסו, אם הוא שומח לבורך לא יסל. דיידה פח is differentiating between הביכוס המצוויס, which is a topic, and a שחיון. So there he says very good, ביכוס המצוויס, מה מצוו בקקר מעשה שקיצ'ונו במצוויס, הוא שזה המחויים. But ביכוס שחיון הוא, I'm happy, שבו עושים פסלים בי שלו, ויוכל לא חבר בשאין איבד אין בחייב לבורך. So could be Toiva Meitiv also falls into this category. That means that he's giving a Shevach that could be this is better wine. If it's better wine, I'm really indebted to the Rebbeinu Shloilom. So Misofi could be this is similar to Shechiyonu that one makes al Simchas Libo, it could be Misofi, one is also permitted to make the book. But Kapanim, whatever the longest could be, Place we says this, that this is a parrot under our bath. Venire, that's how Place wants to enter the Raifa. Although Venire personally Place was told, Ta'fili Hashemi Goruha Mevorech, Da'alribu Yeinei Su Mevorech. Ha'teva Meite was Niskan Alribu Yeinei. Not alone that I can have different types of wine, better or worse, but it's another, that's a gewaldike bruche, that I have different types, different sugin of yayim, so me meile, and that alone they were misakin to make a birchus ha-teiva meitim, not like the rest of them. But the vash, the yi achin, da yoyse mi dai, shen yecheilom nishtoyte, elom yidoyche, if it's not drinkable, so that, then there's nothing but to make a bruche on. But if it's drinkable, so me meile, that alone that I have different meaning, different sugim of yayin, that was aliba yayin, one makes the book, a beira priyago, a beira teva meitim. The place was weiter, v'tzorich l'vorech a teva meitim, you have to make a teva meitim bein b'shasudis, bein shaloi b'shasudis, say in the middle of eating, say in not the middle of eating. Now what is the chiddush of place was, you have to make a bichas a teva meitim, say in the middle of eating, say in not the middle of eating. Very interesting, Beis Halevi ala Teire. Beis Halevi ala Teire, Kleva Shaila, says if a person is in the middle of eating, so he washed. So the washing alone is mechayim to make a bichas ha-teva meitim. Bichas ha-mozim is going to make a teva meitim. That's it's the same nusach ha-brochas, a bichas ha-teva meitim. So he Kleva Shaila could be, if you drink wine b'emtza asuda, you don't have to make a good teiva meitim. I'm a chuyim saibis on a teiva meitim. I'll make a teiva meitim later. Then he brings out a Rav Kleinemis. Rav Kleinemis said, b'chlal, b'birchas ha-teiva ha-meitim. You don't have to make it before you drink. You can make it after you drink. You have to make a teiva meitim al hibu yayin. But there's no thing you have to make it before you drink. You just make a teiva meitim. So look the Beis HaLevi, according to that claim, he says there's no suffix. Il zicha, if it's in the middle of the Suda, he says, you zicha don't to make, I can make a later also. Now, Mechu, you're ready to make a toiva ameitiv al tzabicha samoz, that's the brocha revit, of bicha samoz, you zicha don't make two toiva ameitiv. Okay, so that's the chiddush of our toises of the Beis HaLevi. Our Taisus wants to say, Nitazay, that even though you mechu yiv to make a toiva meitiv of bichas hamozim, but that toiva meitiv is after the shtiyah. I can't Taisus hold you have to make the toiva meitiv of yayin before the shtiyah. But the mele, that's the chiddush of Taisus. That's what the Beis HaLevi says, Allah Teire, Yisayv Chumish Bereish. Another law, V'yochid in Tzorich Lavorich, Yilak Achim Ebadei, Kedemuchat Baroi. That a yochid does not make a toiva meitim, that fakir, if there are two people which are deriving benefit of the shiniyam, a toivli, meitim lafim. Vidavke b'yayin mevochim. Vidavke b'yayin, meitim lafim, zibulu, kameyem, Gmeim Shal Yisrael, it was a Shrekwat Gzeire with the Kromim, that they remember somebody even killed, that the Dom was used as Zevel, and they did not permit these Yidin, the Nerogim, to be buried, Vahatoi Shaloy Esrichu, that all the time that they used them as walls around the Kromim, the Nerogim, Vahatoi Shaloy Esrichu, there wasn't a Bezoin of the Nerogim, Vahmeitiv Shenitnu Lekvurim, eventually, I think after 7 years, they were Nitnu Lekvurim, from the Mele, so that is the Brocha of Vahatoi Vahmeitiv. That is made by Kal Yah. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Meisvei. So now we have here a Machlokes, Rav Yochanan and Rav Shmuel. Rav Shmuel holds that one makes a bracha on Shini Mokim. They are in Loyos. You do not have to make a new bracha on Shini Mokim. Meis effected the more the al dezabarais Shini Mokim tzorich levorech Shini Yain ain tzorich levorech. It's used. The Rabbi Yechon is used. Hot kifrek Rabbi Yechon. The Yosef Rav Chisda v'koma mishmei d'Rabu. Now Rav Chisda is going to say two biyurim, two modifications in this paraisa. We learned a paraisa, shine mokim tzorek l'vorek. It says one asalus. Oh, the amret shine mokim tzorek l'vorek loishonu alami bayis l'bayis. Then we do have to make a bracha. Shini mokim tzorek l'vorech. Aval mimokim l'mokim lo. Mokim l'mokim, we don't have to make a bracha. Now let us see what Rashi says. The top Rashi, mimokim l'mokim, mibayis la'aliyah. It's a very, very big machlokes. And look at the Marshal Gilse on the side. Lo yishono o mibayis la'aliyah. So now we have here two gilsois over here, and this is Moira Nifnagei Olamaisa. The Baraisa says that when one makes a Shini Mokim, one has to make a new block. So that can be bias la bias. But, in the case with the Shini Mokim, you don't have to make a new block. So according to Rashi, Mibayis lali, you don't have to make a bracha. This is a merely kekula. That from a person eats in one room and he goes out to another room, he does not have to make a new bracha. That is Rashi's gilse. If you have the Marshal's gilse, so, shteitach, that after me pina lepina, lechayre ma'oisecha, that you don't have to make a bracha. Mibayis lali, you will have to make a bracha. The Valda can after me. Al Kaponim, this was the first member of Rav Chisda, B'Shem Rav Huna, that he made some modifications in the Baraisa. Shinei Mokim Tzorech L'Vorech mattered. That's going to be Bayis L'Bayis. But there's a Shinei Mokim that does not need to make a new block. This he said B'Shem Rav Huna. Om Alei Ravi Dibarovin. Correct the Gemara. Элло Рафуне Масниса Камашмло, это Твейгер Семет, або Майдва Нидесал Мемре об Рафуне, это оно было Барайсе. Это Бедмо Рафуне Масниса Лойшмила, и Единовнес Барайсе, и Визлол Махавиши. Бесу Йосиф Рафхизе Векома Мишмейде Навши, Мэр Рафхизе Сэр, и Нодо Барафикейшн Анде Барайсе. This he said, Mishmeide Nafsh. Odam zit shini mokim tzorich lavoresh. That's what the Baraisa says. Shini mokim tzorich lavoresh. Loyan moron elu bedborim she'ein tunim brocha lacheyem bimkoimom. These are macholim that one does not have to make the brocha achroine where they were eaten. But the person ate a machol, that the halacha is mechayif, that he has to make a broch achroine there. He's not permitted to leave the mokim, not making a broch achroine. And tzorich lavoresh, if he did leave that mokim, and he went someplace else and he continued eating, and so it was like, that's to make a new bracha. My time, lekiva kama hoda. In this new mokim, he is continuing the achila rishayim. Just let us try to explain a little the svar of this halacha. The svar of the halacha is as follows. That means the halacha is, when you finish eating, something that Tzorich Lavoresh Bimkoimoi. Let us say, Rashbam Lenz was speaking about Shivas Haminim. Shivas Haminim, you have to Yayin, Anovim, you have to make a Broch Achayna Bimkoimoi. You're not allowed to leave this place. So when you're leaving the place, it's a kasher. How are you allowed to leave? Make a Broch. So the tenet is, I'm not leaving my Achila. I wasn't going with the Achila. Wherever I leave, I'm continuing, since the Halacha is, Bigmar achilosoi, you have to make a brocha bimkoin gmar achile. So that alone, that I'm not making a brocha, is the biggest announcement that I didn't finish eating. So the eating in the second place is a hamshoch, is a continuation of the first eating. So memele, so then it is not called a new achile. Masha'ein came. If you ate something, that you don't have to make a brocha bimkoimoi. So there's no kasha why you're leaving. Why shouldn't I leave? I finished eating, I'm left. What's with the brocha? I'll make the brocha someplace else. There's no didn't have to make the brocha here. It seems that as Rama Bain in the Poshish, you don't have to make where you ate. You can make the brocha something else, someplace else. So then, your action of leaving the mokim achile is ki'ilo, you're saying, you finished eating. You ate it and you left that mokim, so that alone is ki'ilu, you are telling us that you left your mokim achila. So memele, even though you didn't make a broche, but that doesn't mean that you didn't leave the mokim achila. So therefore you go to a new mokim, you'll have to make a new broche. Let us see Rashi. Shini mokim tzorich levorech. Adigasim. Rebbe Machnissen, the way Rabinik Kibos. Vesu Yosef Rabchisa Bekoma, Mishmei de Nafshe. Voloi Garcine, the whole Gemara that we have, that Rabune Estakashe, the Gemara Estakashe, Rabune Marabune Machnissi Kamash Malon, the Rajbam is Meichit the whole Gemara. Voloi Garcine Machnissen Oslashmin, Vishibush Kamaru, Shekein ushitas ha-gemore lashmi'enu ha-amoyre dobo ha-meturish v'braise. Many times ha-meyroim tell us something that says ma-braise. The zimnin shein ha-kol b'kiyim v'braise. V'gam ha-amoyre atmoy zimnin d'lo yodolo lahi b'raise. As a maishloi z'yat ha-minei. To the mail of this whole shot with the tamye, akash and ravun and the peret, the Rashbam is moishe. So how did this get into this subject? So the Rashbam says, Lofi Sharol, the Yosef Rachidze, Vekoma, Mishmei, Benafshe. This guy in by Torah says follows. Because based on the Gemara verse, Rachidze says, Beshem Ravuni. ולילה חיצוצת בשמי דנפשי, ותאו לא אימא, מכלל שחוזר בו ממה שאומר למיילון בשמי דרבונת. וסתם הוא וסחוי זה, נאו יסת תלמדים בשמי דנפשי. מה הוא עושה יחוי זה כמה הוא נזמנרי? Because the Baraisa says like that, and the Mela says that Rabuna couldn't have said it. The Gil Bismorim Kushizu, the Eino, that the Rajbam is not, the Toshak of the Talia is not Emmet. Eloshnei Dvorim Omar Rabhizde. Fahi Baraisa. There are two modifications that Rabhizde said on this Baraisa. Chode Mishmeide Rabune, Chode Mishmeide Nafshe.